Are all waters created equally? Find out on this next episode of Digest This.
Welcome to Digest This, the show that helps you revolutionize your digestive health. Here are your hosts, Dr. Liz Cruz and Tina Nunziato.
Hello, and welcome to Digest This. I'm Dr. Liz Cruz, and I've got Tina Nunziato sitting right here by my side. Thank you so much for joining us. If you're a first-time listener, welcome. And if you're a regular listener, welcome. And we love you, and we appreciate that you take the time to listen to us, to watch us if you're watching us on YouTube. We know everyone has such hectic, busy schedules these days, and so it means the world to us that you have taken the time to hang out with us for a little while. 15 minutes or so. All right. So how about that question, Tina?
Yes. How about that question, Dr. Cruz?
Are all waters created equally?
No.
Okay. Well, there you go. There's the answer. Well, thank you so much for joining us.
And we will catch you on the next podcast.
So listen, I love this topic. And I wanted to talk about it because this last weekend we did a seminar at our office. And there was, we talked a little bit about the importance of alkaline water. And someone asked a question about alkaline water and what is it exactly and why is it important? And I thought that Tina gave like the most amazing little speech answer to that question. And I just wanted her to share that with us because I really think that it's so important. Why is alkaline water important? And the thing is that it's gaining more and more recognition, I guess.
People popularity.
Are becoming popularity. People are becoming more aware of how good it is. And I mean, it used to be that you could only find it at certain stores like Whole Foods and Sprouts. Now you can find it anywhere. I mean, you could go into a CVS, into a Walmart, into a little gas, you know, like a gas station store. We've found it there too. Mm-hmm. So what is the big deal with alkaline water and why should we be drinking alkaline water?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I actually looked back at our podcast list because I keep track of all the podcasts we do. And I was like, oh, we had to have talked about this at some point. Literally, the last time we talked about alkalinity was back in 2014.
Wow, almost 10 years ago.
Yeah, we did a podcast
on
acid versus alkaline. That was the podcast. But we have not talked about alkaline water.
Goodness.
I can't believe all these podcasts.
Wow, I'm glad that we're talking about
it. I know.
And I think that everyone is in for a treat. And now I give you
goodness.
Tina Nunziato.
No, I mean, the question was, why is alkaline water important? What is alkaline water? So I just was explaining to them that every time I get this question from patients, it just goes back to chemistry, basic chemistry. You know, your body has a certain balance in it that it needs to maintain on the acid-alkaline scale, right? 0 to 14. Your body, your blood, sits slightly alkaline on the scale. It's like 7 point something on the scale. Okay, so every food or drink you eat leaves either an acid or an alkaline residue in the body, and your body has to react to that, right? So if you eat a lot of things that are acidic, then your body has to work really hard to maintain its alkalinity. If you're eating things that are more alkaline, the body doesn't have to work so hard, okay? Mm-hmm. So we try to teach people to do what's called eating and drinking above their blood, right? Eating and drinking things that are very alkaline. So, for example, with water, anything above 8.0 for water is considered alkaline water. So you can go out to the store and you can buy, you can see it, like on bottles of water, it'll tell you the pH of the water. That's what you're looking for. And let me back up too. Like when you get sick and you go into the hospital, they're measuring your pH because if you get below a certain number, you die.
Right.
I mean, that's how serious it is.
That's typically when you're in the intensive care unit.
Right.
They have a test called ABG, which is an arterial blood gas. And they use that to see, you know, if you're acidic, just to see what your pH is. And as Tina said, when you're very sick, you tend to be more on the acidic side.
Right, and you die. So you have to imagine like the body.
And you die.
And you die. The inside of your body is like a swimming pool or a fish tank. It has to maintain a certain pH, right, in order for you to be healthy. Now, when we're healthy and we're up walking around in the world and we're not in the ICU, we're not really caring much about our pH, right? Most people are not testing their pH on a daily basis. But the bottom line is that your body still has a pH balance. Mm-hmm. And so we try to teach patients to eat and drink above their blood. So what that means is one of the simplest things you can do is eat greens, because greens are very alkaline on the alkaline scale. And I'm talking about fresh green vegetables, not frozen or canned. And I'm not, I don't mean peas and corn and carrots. Peas and corn and carrots are not green vegetables, okay? We get that all the time from patients. Are you eating greens? Yes, I eat corn. Okay, corn is not green. Okay, anyway, green vegetables that are fresh, okay? All right, now, that's one of, from a food standpoint, one of the best things you can do, okay? From a water or liquid standpoint, what you consume, drinking alkaline water as opposed to regular bottled water, because regular bottled water, and you and I, years ago, we tested, we bought all kinds of water. Yeah. We bought Arrowhead water, Fiji water,
I think we bought
Smart
like
water.
15 different waters, 12 totally. Or 15 different waters.
So many different waters. Yeah. And pretty much every bottled water, aside from the bottled alkaline water, was slightly acidic. Mm-hmm. So it was below 7. Most of them registered in the 6s, okay, for bottled water. When you buy an alkaline bottle of water off the shelf, it'll tell you on there the pH level, right? And it's got to have a pH of 8.0 or higher in order for it to be considered an alkaline water, okay? So before, like the water that you and I would recommend was Essentia water, E-S-S-E-N-T-I-A. On the front of the bottle, you'll see it says alkaline pH 9.5, okay? Walmart came out with a water, I think it's called Alkalize, and it's 8.8, I think. The higher you can get on the bottle itself, the better, because that water is sitting in a bottle on a shelf, and we don't know how long it's been sitting there, it does lose a little bit of its alkalinity, right? Especially it's in the sunlight. Like the main way to store that water is in the dark, right? And I'm drinking it as soon as possible. You want to drink alkaline water because it does lose its alkalinity a little bit over time. So when you and I were testing waters, even Essentia was like at an 8.5, even though the bottle said 9.5, right? So it's still alkaline.
Right.
But again, it's been sitting there on the shelf with the light, and so you don't know how much alkalinity that it loses. So just drinking that water is going to help the body not have to work so hard to maintain its alkalinity, right? It's very alkaline. The body, you give it to the body and the body goes, yes, thank you very much, right? I don't have to do anything with this. So like I said earlier, every food and drink that you drink leaves this residue, okay? Things that are very acidic are things like alcohol, coffee, soda, hot dogs, hamburgers, right? All the good stuff, right? Would leaves a very acidic residue in the body. So a lot of fast food, processed foods, okay? Things that you might think are acidic that might leave an acidic residue but don't are things like lemons, limes, tomatoes. Even though you think those are acidic, they actually leave a very alkaline residue in the body. And I actually tell patients one of the best things you can do, like if you go out to eat and you're trying to raise the alkalinity of your water that comes to the table, ask for a lemon in your water because that will raise the alkalinity of the water. But anyway, that was just the little talk I gave and just trying to help people understand the benefits of alkaline water. When you eat a lot of things that are acidic, again, your body has to work very, very hard to maintain its alkalinity. And while it's working hard to maintain its alkalinity, it can't work hard to keep you well. So a lot of times people find themselves getting sick very frequently. Maybe they're starting getting into disease states because again, over time, you know, your body is this healing vessel. It wants you to be well, okay? It does everything it can to help you be well. But you have to help it out a little bit. And if you keep putting acidic things in every day, day after day after day, over time your body's going to be like, I give up. I can't do it anymore. Mm-hmm. You're on your own, right? And that's when disease sets in. That's when we're not making good, healthy cells, you know, to make healthy tissue, to make healthy organs, to make a healthy body. We start having high blood pressure, high cholesterol, diabetes, all these disease states that we start having that for, I think, a lot of people in their 40s, 50s, and 60s think, oh, it's normal. You know, I mean, I do so many consults and so many people are on high blood pressure, high cholesterol medicine, and they don't bat an eye at it. Oh, it's normal. It's normal. All my friends are on this stuff. It's normal. It's not normal to be on medicine, okay? It's literally the body throwing up his hands and saying, I can't do anymore. And you've got to help your body out, okay? So eating greens, drinking alkaline water can only help toward that.
Wasn't that amazing?
Yeah.
It's a lot of great information. And so let's just talk for a minute really quick.
Yeah.
Where can we get the alkaline water? So like I said before, and Tina also mentioned it, mm-hmm. you know, definitely you can get it at Sprouts, Whole Foods. I've seen it at different grocery stores. Mm-hmm. Look for Essentia.
Walmart carries it.
Walmart. Yeah. And there's a few brands out there now. Mm-hmm. Okay. But make sure that it should have the pH on the bottle. Mm-hmm. Most alkaline waters that I know of, all of them, will have the pH
on
the bottle.
Because that's what makes it alkaline water.
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly. Mm-hmm. So get yourself some alkaline water. Also, you could get a pitcher where you can have easily accessible water. Okay, it's like a pitcher that has a filter where you put water in it and it alkalizes the water as it goes through the filter.
Yeah, it looks like a Brita.
It does. It looks exactly like a Brita. And then you can pour the water out. But you could keep this in your fridge. There is that filter that has to be replaced probably like every 3 months. Mm-hmm. But if that's something you're interested in, we actually carry those and we could get one out to you. Mm-hmm. You know, you can order one from us. And then there is the alkalizer, the actual machines mm-hmm. that you can buy and attach, you know, to your faucet.
Mm-hmm. And we sell those too.
Absolutely.
You know, we're a distributor of those and we sell several of those a year. But most people trying out alkaline water obviously aren't buying a water machine right out of the gate.
Right.
But I do tell patients that if they want to drink water from an alkaline water machine, because that is the ultimate way mm-hmm. of drinking alkaline water is from a machine, mainly because not only are you getting the high alkalinity, but you're also getting what's called low ORP. So what that means is that typically when you drink water, you know, water is H2O molecules, right? And so typically in bottled water or even in that alkaline water pitcher, the cool thing about the water pitcher is you can use your water at home.
Right.
It's going to filter out, clean it up, and increase the alkalinity, right? So that's convenient. But the thing that's happening with bottled water or the alkaline water pitcher is that you're drinking the water in chunks, H2O molecule chunks of like 10 to 12 molecules at a time.
So huge clusters.
Huge clusters of water, which a lot of patients will tell me, I drink water, it goes right through me. Mm-hmm. Okay, that's why, because the chunks are so big of molecules, it's very difficult for it to absorb into the body. When you drink it out of a machine, not only is it increasing the pH, but it's running that water through metal plates. And what the metal plates do is they break up the molecules. So now you're drinking the molecules in chunks of 3 to 4. So now it's absorbing into the body more. So it's much more detoxifying, okay? So I tell patients if they're gonna do that, the easiest way to do it, if you don't wanna buy a machine, is we have, especially here in Arizona, we have a lot of water stores here. In the strip malls, you can go to most water stores will have an alkaline water machine. You can buy water from them right out of the machine. I wouldn't suggest buying more than a gallon or two at a time because that water you want to drink within a couple days, right? So you don't want to stock up like a month's worth of water. But start off at the lowest level, mm-hmm. which out of a machine would be 8.0, okay? The highest level is 10 on those machines. You do not want to start off drinking 10 alkaline water out of a machine if you've never had alkaline water before because you will get very sick. Like, no joke, it is very detoxifying. You will not feel good. So start at 8.0, drink it like that for about a month, then go to 8.5, drink it like that for a month, and so on and so forth until you get up to 9.5 or 10. You can hang out around 9.5. You don't have to drink it at 10, but you don't want to drink it past 10.
Right.
That's now we're getting into like overly alkaline. And I do get a lot of questions about, can you over-alkalinize mm-hmm. your body? If you stick around 9.5 or 10, you're not going to over-alkalinize your body. You can't drink enough water to over-alkalinize yourself.
There you go. So. Awesome. You may want to listen to this podcast a few times. A mm-hmm. lot of great information. And if you want to connect with us, you can find us on our website, drlizcruz.com. There's a magenta colored button on the homepage. You can click and schedule a free 30-minute wellness consult. That's right. Free. 30 minutes. It's done over the phone, so you could do it from anywhere in the world. And if you have not rated us, please rate us and please give us a 5 because that'll help other people just like you to find us easier. And lastly, if you haven't subscribed to our podcast, please subscribe so that you never miss an episode. Well, thank you so much for joining us. We will catch you on the next podcast.
Thank you for joining Dr. Liz Cruz and Tina Nunziato. To learn more about their revolutionary products and services, go online to www.drlizcruz.com.